in the Grizzly zone is Ferguson. He's cut off along the boards by Blay. Gaum directs it out to center, 2-on-1 for the Grizzlies. Mealy, he's got Klessens with him. Mealy down the wing, fire scores! Tom Mealy, almost a carbon copy of the Jared Power goal as he beats Davis, high glove side.
Rookie defenseman Kay Blay, your first AJHL playoff game. Tell me about the day leading up to hitting the ice.
Yeah, you know, lots of nerves coming into the day. Not too much sleep the past couple nights. Too excited to come in today, and warm up was a little bit shaky, but it was good to get my feet under me after that warm up.
In the game, the first period was pretty wild. How would you describe coming out of it up 3-2?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely playoff hockey out there. Big hits. Boys are all going. Everyone's proud of each other, just standing up for each other. But yeah, coming up in 3-2, that was big. Like, surprisingly, we all, both teams are going at it and getting the pucks in the net. So it's good to see.
So as you get out of the first period, what's the message at the first intermission as you try and pull this off in game one and steal home ice advantage?
Yeah, you know, everyone just got to, we just came in there, we were all cooled down, and a little bit of jitters, everyone got it out of them, but, you know, everyone's mindset went right back to 0-0, and that's just how we play our hockey.
For yourself, obviously entrusted with lots of ice time this season, and no matter what, on the road here, it's going to be a chance to take on that top line for the Canmore Eagles. What do you try and do to take away space as they come up on the rush with guys like Ferguson and Forchuk?
Yeah, those guys are definitely threats out there, as you can see. You know, just really got to get in their face. You know, just gotta stay on them, really. They don't like when people are on them. Don't give them any space, and they can't create anything. And I think we did a great job, the whole team tonight, so that's how we do it.
And lots of guys in front of your goaltender sacrificing tonight as well. Anyone that's an unsung hero that stood out to you?
For sure. You know, other than Benny playing great tonight, everyone played great. Maybe I can't really pick a guy. I mean, it's playoff hockey. We all do this, sacrifice our bodies for the team. So I think that's just a team goal right there.
Not easy to put in one word how Ben played tonight, but how would you describe what you saw from him?
Yeah, that's our goalie right there. That's how he plays hockey, and he saves games for us. And you know, we really wanted to get him the win, and we really wanted to start off the playoff series great. And that's a team player right there, and that guy does anything for us to win, and we're just proud to have him back there.
Time finally expires. You get the victory. Take us through just how happy you guys are as a team to pull out a playoff win.
Yeah, you know, the guys are pretty emotionally high right now, but don't get too high or too low is the message coming from the coaches. And, you know, enjoy for a little bit, and that's what we're doing. But we'll mindset gets set back to even series tomorrow. But, yeah, it's nice to have this one.
And obviously, you guys, the playoff matchup was set as a 2-7. You weren't able to beat them during the regular season. So to win game one, just how important was that for your mindset that you could, you know, come out and get to the end of a game ahead of these guys?
Yeah, you know, that's really important. It's I'm sure it surprised lots of people, and no one was surprised in our dressing room because we all knew we could do it, and we all know that that's just how we play our hockey. And our past games in the regular season, I don't think that shows our strengths, and this tonight shows that we can take it to them.